What do we do when our family gatherings become a platform for debate? Fortunately, there are many healthy choices in front of us. Today, Jean Andrews observes that internal conflict may be more common than we think. This is A Walk in the Park.
I live on a street that does not get any through traffic. I pretty much recognize every passing vehicle by sight or sound. It is also a favorite dog walking road, with views of the lake and all its nature. Thanksgiving Day and Christmas Day are a little different. I have read a number of articles recently about how to handle conflicts with relatives who insist on bringing heated topics to the table. Even before sitting down for the meal, boundaries of etiquette are broken and defenses are raised. The very people we used to share a home with can seem so unrecognizable, and the ones we want close can be so far away. Working on a project in front of me, I had the opportunity to observe people walking by. The majority of them I didn't recognize, and most of them were alone. They walked with purpose and straightforward determination. They did not turn their head to take in the splendor of the lake, nor tilt their heads back to listen to the birds. They looked like they needed to walk off whatever was going on wherever they were visiting, to get out in the sunshine and get the body moving in hopes to gain back some serenity to handle whatever's next. I then looked out the side window to my bird feeder, where I put out an extra portion of food. Bluebirds tend to gather this time of year, roosting all together at night to stay warm and working as a flock during the day to locate food. My feeder is hung right outside the window so I can see their interaction with each other. As the dozen or so bluebirds jockeyed for position on the feeder, many of them showed dominance by opening their beaks toward another in a threatening way. As beautiful and calm as bluebirds can be, it reminded me of stress-filled family gatherings and the need to make a healthy choice and go for a walk. Taking a walk in the park always helps to clear our thinking. The more we can take a moment to observe nature, the more perspective about life we can gain. The holidays can be special times, or they can be especially difficult times. It's reassuring to know that nature is out there ready to restore us when we need to take a break.
You've been listening to A Walk in the Park with Jean Andrews, broadcasting each week at this time. A Walk in the Park is brought to you by Wild Birds Unlimited on Route 2 in Warwick.